You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. Now we're going to stick with that time theme and make a couple people go on the record with topics in the news that they are long for a long period of time or short, positive or negative, much in the way that stock pickers bet on different equities. And this week, to play the long short game, we've got Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson and Tanvi Misra from Citilab at The Atlantic. Welcome.
Hi.
Hey, Lizzie.
I want to start out with you, Tanvi. What are you long looking into the sort of upcoming news cycle, I guess?
Recently, Paul Ryan took office and he immediately declared that he would not be working with President Obama on immigration. So I think that that means that immigration is going to be kind of even more important as a talking point for candidates in the coming months. And what I'm particularly excited to see and I'm hoping and kind of betting on is that skilled immigration, you know, there's a little bit more focus on that. H-1B skilled worker visas, for example.
Yeah, so we're talking about those sort of the high-skilled visas.
Right, right. Those are the high-skilled visas. There's been a cap on those visas for a while that's in need of an update. And Congress has been talking about that for a while, but, you know, there's nothing that's been done. And I'm hoping that that's one of the issues that's addressed in the next few months.
So it's sort of, I guess we should say, an optimistic long in your case, that these things get more attention in the 2016. Tracy, how about you? You have what's your long for us?
I am long the possibility of Google answering my emails for me. This week, Google announced a service that they're calling Smart Reply, and it's going to suggest up to 3 responses to emails that you get. I am long this idea.
So they're just canned? Like they can be in there?
Well, exactly. And you'll be able to choose which one. Google says it uses machine learning to recognize the emails that need responses and generate natural language responses on the fly. I would be very pro this if it worked. I'm sort of a little skeptical that it would work in the way that they want it to. If it does, I just need all of the help that I can get
cleaning
my email.
Yeah.
And like, I will surrender that to Google so happily if they can help somehow with my crazy out of control inbox.
I could use that. You know, there are 2 kinds of people, the inbox zero kind of person. I'm definitely the opposite of that. So any help I could get, I could use.
Tanvi, your short actually comes from the world of tech. Can you give it to us?
Yeah, I hate the new Twitter hearts. I hate them. I do not heart them. I just think that I don't know why they had to change the faves. That was a unique feature.
These are the things that have replaced the favorite star.
Yes. And I don't really understand why, because I think the faves were pretty easy to understand. And I think hearts are a pretty strong affirmation. I'm, you know, like, I'm just not ready for that kind of commitment, I think. When I'm hearting things, I don't know. I'm just not there yet.
I think this is the Facebookization, though, of Twitter. Whether intentional or not, the like model has worked for Facebook. And you know, maybe we're all just skeptical journalists who don't like the idea of liking things. But the rest of the world...
We don't want to weigh in pro or con.
Yeah,
but
maybe.
Isn't Facebook even, aren't they creating a dislike button? Haven't they sort of heard the message that you don't want to thumbs up a lot of things? You just want to kind of register something about it?
I have seen this.
Yeah.
That's the response I need in my automated Google email. I recognize that you sent me an email. That's all I want. Tracy, what are you short?
I am short meal delivery services. Or more specifically, people talking about their meal delivery services. So this week we learned that Mark Bittman, who used to be at the New York Times, he was this very popular foodie columnist, that he is now with a meal delivery service called Purple Carrot. I just feel like I cannot go anywhere these days without having some really boring conversation where somebody's like, oh, have you heard of Blue Apron, which is another one of these services, Plated, also another one, HelloFresh, another one. There's a whole slew of them, and people are really into it, and I am really not into talking about it.
I do wonder in terms of like, in terms of how these things exist and how they grow, there's a whole lot of them, and I feel like they're all after the same market. It's like a busy, upscale person who maybe lives in an urban area. I mean, how many people who live in my neighborhood in Brooklyn are they really trying to go after? Like, at a certain point, isn't that kind of boring? Don't you max out?
They have, I think, maxed out my entire friend group, because based on the number of people that are like constantly like, oh, have you tried this yet? And oh, the pistachio crusted blah, blah, blah. It's just not like, fine if you do it. I just don't want to hear about it anymore. But Yeah, I think it is probably a limited audience. So we'll see how many of these, you know, can sustain themselves.
Tracy Samuelson, Tanvi Misra, thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lizzie.